السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. I'll just introduce Imam Sahib Webb. He was born in 1972 in Oklahoma and was brought up in the US. He holds a degree in elementary education and he embraced Islam over 7 years ago. For the last 5 years, he's been memorizing Quran and studying Arabic language and Usul at Umm al-Madaris Madrasa under Sheikh Abu Mustafa, who is from Senegal. Currently, he's the Imam of Oklahoma City Masjid and a school teacher at an Islamic school. This is his first time to the UK, and I'm sure after today's presentation, you'll agree with me that this will not be his last, inshallah. So now, without further ado, I'll hand over to Imam Sahib Webb, who will talk about the individual.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله واحد القهار العزيز الغفار. ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. صلوات الله وسلامه عليه وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلقوا منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن خير الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. First and foremost, I want to relate to you a hadith which is found in the Sahih of Imam Muslim. And this is one of the most beautiful hadith that you will find. That the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he says, أَنَّ رَجُلًا زَارَ أَخَالَهُ فِي قُرْيَةٍ أُخْرَى. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم says that there was a man. And that this man, he set forth to visit his brother, or his sister, or her sister, in another city. And that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent to this man one angel to protect him. And the angel, he came to this man and he said to him, ما تري أين تري. What do you want? What is it that you intend? And he said, I intend to visit my brother in another city. So the angel, he responded to him. He said, are you sure he didn't do some favor to you? He said, لا غير إني أحببته في الله. No, I love him for the sake of Allah. No, I love him for the sake of Allah. And the angel said to him, فإني رسول الله إليكم بأن الله قد أحبك كم أحببته فيه. The angel said to him, I am a messenger of Allah sent to you to give you the good news that as you love this Muslim and that you visited this Muslim for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah loves you the same as you love him. So I hope that my visit to you from Oklahoma is for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I want to tell each and every one of you, أُحِبُّكُمْ فِي اللَّهِ, that I love all of you for the sake of Islam and for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to increase that love and put barakah in that love and make it a love only for his sake. Ameen, inshaAllah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, to Musa alayhi salam to tell or instructing him and dealing with Bani Israel. قال الله سبحانه وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وذكرهم بأيام الله. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told Musa alayhi salam and remind him of what? Remind him of the days of Allah. وذكرهم بأيام الله. Remind him of the days of Allah. And I give you good news and good tidings that today we came together to remember who? خير البرية, the best of human beings. And we are remembering in these days the days of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And there's some wisdom in remembering the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One time a man, he came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in hadith which is sahih. And he said, Ya Rasulullah, الرجل يحب القوم ولما يلحق بهم. He said, a man, he loves the people, but he can't be with them. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said something to him. المرء مع من أحب. The man or the woman will be with who? The one that they love. So how in this day and age can we be with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Sahaba and the great Muslims before us, but especially the Prophet, because those who are with the Prophet in this life, Allah says in Surah Al-Tahrim, يَوْمَ لَا يُخْزِي اللَّهُ وَالنَّبِيَّ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مَعَهُ نُورُهُمْ يَسْعَى بَيْنَ أَيْدِيهِمْ وَبِأَيْمَانِهِمْ يَقُولُونَ رَبَّنَا أَتْمِمْ لَنَا نُورَنَا وَاغْفِرْ لَنَا إِنَّكَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the people who will be with the Prophet. When? In the next life. That they will not be shamed. And that nur will be surrounding them. And they will be making dua. Oh Allah, perfect this nur for us. And forgive us. Surely you control all things. So how can we be with the Prophet in today's time? Is what we're doing today, alhamdulillah. To study his life. To read his seerah. To read his hadith. That's how we are with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One great muhaddith, he said, when I hear the hadith sahih of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I begin to shake and sweat. Because I start to imagine that I'm sitting in front of Al-Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he's telling me what to do. So alhamdulillah, in this day and age, still we can be with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dear brothers and sisters, I'm from the United States. But first I'm a Muslim, alhamdulillah. And in the United States, the Muslims there, they like to get pumped up, they say. They like to get down. They like to be active. They like to be excited. So my style of a lecture is exciting. My lecture is not designed to put anyone to sleep. My lecture is designed to wake the dead. As Allah said in Surah Yasin about the Quran, that this is a Quran, a dhikr for who? لِتُنذِرَ مَا كَانَ حَيَّ. That the Quran is sent to people who are alive. And Ibn Qayyim, he said, what does it mean alive? Alive in their hearts. So this lecture is designed to stir you, to wake you, to bring you from sleepiness to being awake, to bring us from being dead and inactive to alive and active. The lecture is a call. A call to what? A call to the best of things. A call to those things that will give us life in its entirety. A call that will bring Muslims from being dead to alive. قال الله سبحانه وتعالى يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اسْتَجِيبُوا لِلَّهِ وَلِلرَّسُولِ إِذَا دَعَاكُمْ لِمَا يُحْيِيكُمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, O you who believe in Surah Anfal, answer the call of Allah and His Messenger. When they call you to what? When they call you to what will give you life? What will bring you alive? But where to start? And this is the problem and this is the question that we meet many times when we deal with youth and people our age who are in college and even old people, grandma and grandpa as they say. It's one question. Where to start? Many of us, we love Islam. We come to these lectures, as the brother said, and we get pumped up. But when we go home, we turn on the TV, and we lose. We lose that enthusiasm. And this happened to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's companions. That they would listen to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and after they left him, the iman would go down. And one of them even said, I became munafiq, I became munafiq, I became munafiq. And Abu Bakr saw him, radiyallahu anhu. And he said, what happened to you? He said, when I sit with the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, I feel my iman is soaring to the sky, like I see Jannah and Nar in front of me. But when I leave the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam's gathering, and I start to sit with my family, I feel my iman go down. So I think I'm munafiq. Look at Abu Bakr, radiyallahu anhu. The tarbiyah of that murabbi, al-habib sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The tarbiyah of the Prophet on Abu Bakr. Abu Bakr, he can answer this question himself. He's an alim, faqih, the best of Muslims. But what did he say to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? What did he say to the Sahabi? He said, wallahi, the same thing is with me. The same thing is with me as with you. But what did he do? This is an important lesson to take from this hadith. Allah said, فَإِن تَزَعْتُمْ فِي شَيْءٍ فَرُدُّوهُ إِلَى اللَّهِ وَالرَّسُولِ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ. In Surah Nisa, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and if you differ in anything, then go where? Go to the Prophet. Go to Allah. What did Abu Bakr do? He didn't give him the answer. But surely if Abu Bakr gave him the answer, that Sahabi would have taken it. But what did Abu Bakr say? Let's go to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let's see what he wants to say about this man. This is tarbiyah. Humble, mutawadi'ah. My sheikh, he told me, in Mauritania and Senegal, if you come to an alim and you ask him a question, he's shy, even though he knows the answer. He wants the other people to answer for him. But if he's by himself, he will answer. Because those who hide knowledge, they will be punished. So where do we start? Where do we return to? Where do we go back to? We have to follow this ayah. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اسْتَجِيبُوا لِلَّهِ وَلِرَسُولِ إِذَا دَعَاكُمْ لِمَا يُحْيِيكُمْ. Oh, you who believe, listen to the beauty of this verse. Answer the call of Allah and His Messenger when they call you to what will give you life. But where are we going to start? Where am I going to start? This is a very hard lecture to prepare. Because the lecture is dealing with me, the individual. Not the jama'ah, not the community, the individual. Where to start? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Tahrim, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا قُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ وَأَهْلِكُمْ نَارًا وَقُودُهَا النَّاسُ وَالْحِجَارَةُ عَلَيْهَا مَلَائِكَةٌ غِلَاظٌ شِدَادٌ لَا يَعْصُونَ اللَّهَ مَا أَمَرَهُمْ وَيَفْعَلُونَ مَا يُؤْمَرُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us the methodology. This is the beauty of Islam. Ibn Hajr, Ibn Rajab, in his book Jami' al-Ulum al-Hikam, the Sharh of Arba'in al-Nawawi, a great scholar, Ibn Rajab, in his explanation of Arba'in al-Nawawi, he says, who is giving the Muslims adab? And who is giving the Prophet adab? Is the Qur'an. Allah is giving them tarbiyah through the Qur'an. So now we find our answer as individuals. Where to start? Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, qu anfusakum wa ahlikum nara. O you who believe, Allah says, save yourself first. And your family from the hellfire. Save yourself. A day, يَوْمَ لَا تَمْلِكُ نَفْسٌ لِنَفْسٍ شَيْئًا وَالْعَمْرُ يَوْمَ إِذٍ لِلَّهِ. A day when everyone will want to save him or herself. They will not know their mother, their father, their uncles, their aunts, nothing except the a'mal. So Allah said, start here with yourself. So the topic for today is on the individual. And the brothers, I want to thank the brothers and sisters from Young Muslim. Many times when you see this lecture, you think it's the speakers who make this program. Wallahi, I didn't do anything but eat spicy food. Listen to them speak broken Urdu. That's all I did. But I saw phones ringing, brothers busy, sisters busy. They are the ones who made this lecture. But where to start? When they gave me the paper, in the United States they sent me email. They said, talk about the husband, talk about the wife, talk about the kids, talk about this and this and this and this and this. And you know, speakers, they are famous for taking another road. So I took another road. With Shura, from the brothers. Instead of talking about all of these individual characteristics, what are the principles behind them? What is it that made the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam the best of people? And why as youth should we choose the Prophet as an example? Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There's one reason. Because Allah is the best of those who can describe someone. There's a word, one word, that everybody in this room, they struggle for it. Non-Muslim, Muslim. I searched this word on Yahoo. I came up with over 500,000 entries just for this word. A word that you find used in many, many mission statements. I just asked the brother, what's your mission statement? That word wasn't there. Many mission statements. Many goals and objectives, you find this word. Because people, they want it. That word is excellence. Excellence. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, in describing the Prophet as a role model, as uswatun hasana, he said in Surah Al-Ahzab, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ لِمَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُو اللَّهَ وَالْيَوْمَ الْآخِرِ وَذَكَرَ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, indeed, in the Messenger of Allah, you have what? And many times we've striven for this, whether it be in school, whether it be in relationships with brothers and sisters, whether it be in sports, whether it be in anything that we do, we strive for this word. And the one who give the best one to describe, he's using this word. لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ what? أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ. Indeed, in the Messenger of Allah, you have what? An excellent pattern to follow. And who is the one who's saying this? Is Allah Azza wa Jal. This is the logic. But what are the principles? And what's the way to do it? Many times we come to lectures, we get pumped up, ready to get down, but no way to work. Which way am I going to go? I feel good, I'm happy to be a Muslim, but if I don't put this into action, I'm going to come down again. We have to go to the beginning of Islam. Because in the beginning of, and we don't say actually the beginning of Islam. You hear many people, they say in the beginning of Islam. We don't say this. We say in the beginning of the Risala of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because Islam was with Adam. But if I say with the beginning of Islam only, that means that Islam is new. But we know that all the prophets, they brought this message. In the beginning of the messengership of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the very first part of his mission, you'll find something amazing about the Quran. That the Quran is dealing with principles. Because principles, they go here. You know somebody by their principles. As imam of my community, sometimes I have good friends. They call me up. You are our friend, you are our brother, we know you, this and this and this and this. Do you mind if we marry with this thing that's outside of Islam? Tell them, sorry, I can't do it. Because it's a principle. In the beginning of Islam, the beginning of the Prophet of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, excuse me, when he first received اقرأ بسم ربك الذي خلق خلق الإنسان من علق اقرأ وربك الأكرم. What was his reaction? It's very similar to us in today's time. I'm in the USA, you are in the UK, but we have a lot of in common besides the U in the beginning of the two countries. Do you think the Prophet ﷺ was scared? He was alone? He was a minority? He was surrounded by kuffar? Do you think he was uncomfortable? We can go to the Sahih of Bukhari. That on that day the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he ran to Khadija radiallahu anha. And brothers, this show you, behind every man is a good what? A good woman. And he ran to her. And he said, لَقَدْ خَشِيتُ عَلَى نَفْسِي. What's the meaning of this? I'm scared for myself. I'm scared. I'm nervous. I'm not confident right now. I don't know what's happening to me. Isn't this like us now? In these countries where we are surrounded by people who don't live like us. One day I was in a restaurant in America. A woman came up to me. I was dressed like this. She said, excuse me, are you those people who kill Christians? This is a really way, you know, an icebreaker to start a conversation. I told her, well, I said, no, I don't believe in killing Christians per se. But also, what about Serbia, what they did to the Muslims in Bosnia? But I said it in a nice way to educate her. She said, oh yeah, I never thought about that. I said, yeah, think about it. I didn't get to Chechnya and Kashmir and Sierra Leone. Can continue. So the Prophet ﷺ, in the beginning of Islam, he's nervous. He's not confident. لَقَدْ خَشِيتُ عَلَى نَفْسِي. And he said this himself. I'm scared. For what? My own soul. And then what happened? He became very, very distraught. And when we talk about tazkiyah, the concept of tazkiyah, in the making of the individual, we'll say, we'll tell you the wisdom. Why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala left him alone for about 3 or 4 days. Why did he leave him after إِقْرَى بِسْمِ رَبِّكَ? What's the hikmah in it? What's the wisdom? So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, at that time, he became despondent. And he started to go to this mountain. And he wanted to throw himself from this mountain. And sure enough, every time he did it, what happened? He saw Jibreel. He said, Ya Muhammad, ana Jibreel, wa anta Rasulullah. Oh Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I'm Jibreel. And you are the messenger of Allah. And he said, then his heart became soft. And then again he would start to feel distraught. And would go to the mountain to kill himself. Imagine. And as soon as he did it, Jibreel would show himself to him. Filling the sky, he would say, Ya Muhammad, ana Jibreel, wa anta Rasulullah. Oh Muhammad, I'm Jibreel, and you are the messenger of Allah. And this happened 3 times. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in the authentic narration of the seerah that he was going again to the mountain to throw himself, and he saw Jibreel. علمه شديد القوى ذو مرة واستوى وهو بالأفق الأعلى. Allah describes Jibreel in Surah Al-Najm. In other surah, إنه لقول رسول كريم ذي قوة عند ذي العرش المكين مطاعين ثم أمين وما صاحبكم بمجنون. Allah is describing the greatness of Jibreel, that he's close to the arsh and he's a noble messenger. And the Prophet saw him on that night. And what did the Prophet do, alayhi salam? He became so scared that he put his face on the ground. And then he ran. And he ran to his wife. And he said, cover me. Cover me. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down some principles for Muslims. قال الله تعالى, يا أيها المدثر قل فأنذر وربك فكبر وثيابك فطهر والرجز فهجر ولا تمنو تستكثر ولربك فاصبر. The beginning of Islam. Got these verses in the beginning of Islam. Who is Allah talking to? Ya ayyuhal muddathir, qum fa'anzir, wa rabbaka fakabbir, wa thiyabaka fatahir, wa rujz fahjur, wa la tamnun tashtakthir, wa li rabbika fasbir. He's talking to the individual. He's talking to you and me. This is how to work in Islam. Look at the wisdom of the Qur'an and the wisdom of Allah, that in the beginning of Islam He sent these principles. Not in the end. Later on He would remind us about them. But He established principles, because the Qur'an is a book of principles. And the Sunnah is the explanation of the principles. Ya أَيُّهَا الْمُدَّثِرُ, all you covered. قُمْ فَأَنْذِرُ. Now Muslims, we are covered in our communities. We are covered, we are isolated. One time I was with Imam Siraj Wahaj. It was Christmas time in the United States. To show you how we can get covered. I used to be non-Muslim. I used to celebrate Christmas and all these things. And he told me, Ya Suhaib, when you go to the 7-Eleven, we have 7-Eleven there. It's like a small gas station. And you are leaving, and the people say to you, Merry Christmas. What do you say? I told him, I'll run out the door. He said, you run out the door? Why don't you use that moment? Why don't you use that opportunity to tell them, I don't celebrate Christmas. Why? Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, lam yalid wa lam yulad. Allah never had a son. See how covered we get? I said, subhanallah. So Allah is talking to the Prophet, oh, you covered up. And He's talking to you and me. Oh Muslims, who are covered. You are covered, you are covering yourself from the rest of humanity. Because we are shy, we are scared, we are nervous, as the Prophet was. What's the next order? قُمْ فَأَنْذِرْ. Stand. Stand and do what? And warn people. Why? Why do you stand and warn people? For إِخْلَاصْ لِلَّهِ. وَرَبَّكَ فَكَبِّرْ. Stand why? To magnify Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As Musa and Harun alayhi salam, كَيْ نُسَبِّحَكَ كَثِيرًا وَنَذْكُرَكَ كَثِيرًا. Why did Musa and Surah Taha? He's asking Allah, help me to speak good. Give me my brother as an assistant. Make my chest open. Why? كي نسبحك كثيرا ونذكرك كثيرا. To praise you and to call people to you and remind people of you, Allah, not myself. وربك فكبر وثيابك فطهر. And purify your clothes. Ibn Qayyim, a great scholar, he said, what does this ayah mean? وثيابك فطهر means purify outside. إن الله جميل ويحب الجمال. Allah is beautiful and He loves beauty. But also it means what else? قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ زَكَّاهَا. To purify your inside, have tazkiyah. And shun idols, part of tazkiyah. And don't consider وَلَا تَمْنُونَ تَسْتَكْثِرُ. And don't think about what you do. Don't count it. You see, some people now they have this dhikr thing, it counts. The end of the day, 2 million. وَلِرَبِّكَ فَصْبِرُ. And you better have patience. You better be ready for the challenge, the struggle. And these are the principles that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave the Prophet in the beginning. First of all is the call. You know, sometimes it happens to us, we are human beings, and we might not want to admit it in this program because there's almost 2,000 people here. But sometimes in America we have this thing called caller ID. It tells you who's calling. For example, if you saw on caller ID that someone was calling you to sell you something, and I ain't answering that phone, let it ring. But if you looked on the caller ID and you saw Dr. Jamal Badawi, you'll rush to the phone and answer the call. Hello, Dr. Jamal? Is it really you? Can I have your autograph? Right? So look at the Prophet. Who's calling him? Ya ayyuha al-mudathir, qum fa'anzir. How to improve me at myself as an individual is with ilm, with knowledge. Knowledge of who? Of Allah. Why did the Prophet answer this call? Because he knew who was calling him. He was nervous like you and me get nervous. Like when that woman came to me and accused me of killing 6 million Christians. When people come to you and say, why are you dressed like that, girl? Why you got that hijab on? What is that? What's this, brother? What's this thing you got on your face? What's that on your head? Why is your name Abd something? Abdu. They can never say the end of the name. Everyone is Abdul. Just call me Abdul. Some of us even, we changed our name. My name is Muhammad, but you can call me what? Mo. You know who Mo is? Mo is from the Three Stooges. So now you named yourself after a stooge. My name is Fatima, but you can call me Faye. Suhaib became Scott. Abdul Rahman, Robert. Where do you get these names from? Because of insecurity of being Muslims. Scared of something. Sometimes you get in the elevator in the States, you see a brother on the elevator, and you're like, man, I want to give this brother salam. But if I give him salam, I'm going to kill him in front of these people. And the brother, he starts to sweat. I hope the brother don't say salams to me, man. What's this? You know, if you say salam to him, like you're going to stab him in his heart. So what's he said to you? What's up, man? So then, brother, I don't know what that means. Is this Fusha? Assalamu alaikum. It's a sign of an identity crisis. It's a sign of not knowing who's got your back. You know, in the streets in the United States, what makes you hard is who's got your back, man. Who's got your back? Who's behind you? I had a brother, he was about 6'5", 250 pounds. I'd talk trash to anyone in my neighborhood. Because I know my brother, he'd kill every one of them. And if they mess with me, say, hey, that's Mr. Webb's brother, man. Ooh, nice to see you. Yeah, yeah. And then I'd be, you know, yeah, see? Who's got your back? Who's behind you? Who's taking care of you? If you know somebody has your back, you'll be strong. That's why in da'wah, it's always to go in at least two, never one. Because somebody got your back. Now the Prophet is scared. لَقَدَ خَشِتُ عَلَى نَفْسِي. But who has his back? Who's behind him? Who's telling him to do it? Is Allah. فَلَا تَخَافُوهُمْ خَافُونِي. Allah says in Surah Al-Ma'idah and many places in the Quran, don't be scared of them. Be scared of who? Be scared of me. So who had his back? This is knowledge. This is why knowledge is important. One time, Shaytan, my sheikh told me an interesting story. that Shaitan was with his homies, his partners. And there was this one Abid in Baghdad, long time ago. Abid, not the person named Abid, anyone here named Abid, I'm sorry. But the one who worships Allah is Abid. Or Abida. And they went to Shaitan. They said, man, this guy's giving us the blues. He worships Allah all day. Let's go and take him out. Shaitan said, this guy, he's nothing. Piece of cake. Watch this. So Shaitan, he made himself in the disguise of a man, and he put a big black spot in his head. And he went, and he sat behind that abid, and he watched him. The abid, when he finished his ibadat, he turned around, ooh, look at this chacha. Look at this pious man. Salaamu alaikum. Zindagi be bandagi shamindagi. How are you? That Shaitan said to him, can I ask you one question, please? The abid, he said, sure. He said, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to take all of the creation and put it in a drop of water, could he do it? And that abid, he started to have shak, called doubt. And then Shaitan, he turned to his homies and he said, I told you this was a punk. I told you this guy didn't have no skills. And they left. He said, I got him. And then again, these guys, they came to Shaitan again. They said, yeah, Shaitan, there's one faqih, one alim, and he's giving us the blues. Can you please, you know, administer what you did to the other guy? So okay. So he went again as the cha-cha. And when he came, that faqih, he saw him. Salaamu alaikum. Wa alaikum salam. Rahmatullah. Can I ask you a question? Sure. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to, could he take all of the creation and put it in a drop of water? He said, Ya man amruhu bayna al-kafi wa noon. Idha arada shay'an an yaqula lahu. Kun fayakun. Of course he could. Then Shaitan, he turned to his friends, he said, I hate these people. And the Prophet said, لَفَقِيهٌ وَاحِدٌ أَشَّدُّ عَلَى الشَّيْطَانِ مِنْ عَلْفْ عَابِدٍ. That one scholar is harder on Shaitan than 1,000 worshippers. So ilm. Why is it that at Muslims sometimes we get involved? Oh, did you hear the talk today? Did you hear this today? I'm ready to do this. I want to do this and this and this and this and this. Next day, hey, let's go to Fajr prayer. It's kind of early. I can't have my dude putty. Why? Emotion. Worshipping Allah only on emotion, but not with knowledge. Look in the Quran. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose people to make da'wah, like Talut, like Dawood alayhi salam, He says, وَأَتَاهُ اللَّهُ الْمُلْكَ وَالْحِكْمَةِ. Allah says that we gave Dawood power and wisdom before what? Before he became a king. And when the people came to the Prophet and they said, how can this guy Talut be our king? He come from that side of town. He's from this race. He ain't got no money. He's not a PhD. What did he say? قَالَ إِنَّ اللَّهَ اسْتَفَاهُ عَلَيْكُمْ وَزَادَهُ بَسْتَةٌ فِي الْعِلْمِ وَالْجِسْمِ وَأَتَاهُ اللَّهُ مُلْكًا. And he says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when they came to them and they started to complain to this Prophet, how can this guy be our king? Before Allah made him the king, he said to him, surely Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose who he wants. And he increased this man in what? In knowledge. Then he made him lead. So first is knowledge. And how are you going to do it? I'm not saying everyone here can become a faqih or a scholar. No. Let's be realistic. But try to find someone who can teach you. Somebody who can teach you anything. And someone that's teaching you the sunnah. Because Islam is the sunnah. If you can't find someone to teach you, what should you do? Form a study circle in your own city with people. At least get it going. Because activity is much better than inactivity. The next thing is if there's no one around you. Because in America, we have, mashallah, many sisters who accepted Islam and they live in the Bedou. The Bedou is, they live far away from the city. They live in small towns with 20 people. And they said, what can I do? Read. Keep yourself going. Keep yourself motivated. And read and take notes from what you read. If you don't have any alternative. Because if you worship Allah on emotion, what's going to happen? You're going to go up and down, up and down, up and down, up and down. But the Muslim is always like this. وَكَذَٰلِكَ جَعَلْنَاكُمْ أُمَّةً وَسَطًا. Always in the middle. Ilm. The Prophet knew who called him, and he knew what he wanted. Kun fa'andin. When he knew this, he was proud, he was strong, and he started to call people to Islam. With wisdom. عَلَى بَصِيرًا. As it says in Surah Yusuf. And also we see that the Prophet, he inculcated this concept in the youth. And we are youth. Ibn Abbas, he was only 13. The Prophet, what did he give him? وَعْلَمْ أَنَّ الْأُمَّةَ لَوْ اجْتَمَعَتْ أَلَا يَنْفَعُكَ بِشَيْءٍ لَمْ يَنْفَعُكَ إِلَّا بِشَيْءٍ قَدَ كَتَبَ اللَّهُ لَكَ. No, this young boy, look what the Prophet told him. If the whole entire world came together to benefit you, they could not benefit you except with what? With what Allah wanted them to. And if the whole entire world came together to harm you, they couldn't harm you except with what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allowed them to harm you with. Ibn Umar, he says that the Prophet grabbed me by my shoulder. He said to me, كُن فِي الدُّنْيَا كَأَنَّكَ غَرِيبٌ عَابِيُ السَّبِيلِ. Be in this dunya like a stranger or a traveler on the way. The Prophet is inculcating this concept of who is Allah in them. And one of the most beautiful hadith is the hadith of Mu'adh. He said, I was riding on the donkey of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the Prophet said, يَا مُعَادْ هَلْ تَدْرِي مَا حَقُّ اللَّهِ عَلَى الْعِبَادِ. Oh Mu'adh, do you know the right that Allah has on His slave? Look at this tarbiyah. The tarbiyah of aqeedah. And not just aqeedah, without any ruh, with spirit. And Mu'adh, he said, اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ عَالَمْ. Mu'adh, he can answer this question. But look at his humility. He says, humility. The Prophet said to him, do you know the right that Allah has on His slave? He said, Allah and His Messenger, they know best. He said, the right that Allah has on His slave is that he should be worshipped without any shirk in it. And then he asked Mu'adh, oh Mu'adh, do you know what the right of the slave is on Allah? Mu'adh, he said, Allah wa Rasuluhu alam. Allah and His Messenger know best. Allah yu'adhibahum. That He will not punish them. The Prophet is teaching them, إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُرُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينُ. Knowing Allah, how to know Allah. And another way to know Allah is to work, not to sit at home. I used to play basketball. When I quit playing basketball, I started to watch basketball. After I watched basketball for 2 weeks, I couldn't play like I did 2 weeks before. Why? Because I started to sit. So knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The second thing that Allah gave us in this principle, and these principles are Surah Mudath, is knowing Him. And knowing Him with what? With akhlaq. Knowledge makes akhlaq. Listen to this poem. The poet, he said, Al-ilmu kal-ghayti wal-akhlaqu turbatuhu in tasud al-ard tadhab ni'matul matari iblisu a'lamu ahli al-ardi qatibatan wal-nasu tal'alahu fil-badr wal-hadri. The poet, he said, the knowledge is like rain. And the akhlaq, the behavior is like the soil. If the earth becomes polluted, the blessing of rain it went. And Iblis, he knows more than anyone else. He has knowledge, but no akhlaq. So, وَالنَّاسُ تَلْعَنَهُ فِي الْبَدْوِ وَالْحَضْرِ. People, they curse him. They say, أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ. In the Bedou and in the city. In the country and the city. Akhlaq. To be humble. And where to find akhlaq? First, from the Quran and the Sunnah, and to sit with the Shaykh, to learn from someone who can teach. The next thing is very important, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَثِيَابَكَ فَطَاهِرْ. Purify your clothes. وَالرُّجْزَ فَهْجُرْ. And leave idols. What does this mean? It's talking about tazkiyah. Because anyone who's going to be in da'ya, or a caller to Islam, or a good Muslim, or a practicing Muslim, has to be clean here. Look at the surah, وَالشَّمْسِ وَضُحَاهَا وَالْقَمْرِ إِذَا تَلَاهَا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes qasam about 7 times. What's the answer to this swear? قَدَ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ زَكَّاهَا. How are you going to do it? I like to talk about how, not why. Because everyone knows why. How, brother? How can I do it? The first is to be in touch with the Qur'an. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Qur'an about the Qur'an itself. هُوَ الشِّفَاء. It's a shifa li suduri nas. It's a shifa to the hearts of the people. It cleans things. And also the Quran tells us the main message of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. هو الذي بعث في الأمين رسولا منهم يتلو عليهم آياته و help me ويزكيهم ويعلمهم الكتاب والحكمة. Allah has given the mission of the Prophet. And as one scholar said, the main mission of the Prophet in this ayah is to make tazkiyah on the people. The other things, reciting the book and teaching the book, are like a house. But the pillar or the foundation of the house is tazkiyah. That's why the Prophet said, أَلَا وَإِنَّ فِي الْجَسَدِ مُضْغَةً إِذَا صَلَحَتْ صَلَحَ الْجَسَدُ كُلُّ وَإِذَا فَسَدَتْ فَسَدَ الْجَسَدُ كُلُّ أَلَا وَهِيَ الْقَلْبُ. He said, in the heart, in the body of the human being, there's a piece of flesh. If it's good and sound, the whole body is sound. If it's corrupted, the whole body is corrupted. Ala wa hiya al-qalb, and it's the heart. And the Quran is the first key. Every day try to read some Quran. Even if you can only read one or two pages. And the problem with this is how most of us were taught to read the Quran. Somebody had a big stick, bam, read. I knew one time my friend, his teacher made him spit in his classmate's mouth. How he will love the Quran? What's the hikmah of reading the Quran? Why did the Prophet say, خَيْرُكُمْ أَن تَعَلَّمَ الْقُرْآنَ وَعَلَّمَ. The best one is the one who teaches and reads and learns the Quran. Because the Quran is more than bam. Read, iqra. No choice. And the more you read it, I remember when I was interested in Islam, I used to read the Quran in the bathroom. Because I was scared my mother would kill me if she found me with the Quran. And I used to come to the Quran with all kind of doubt. Maybe Jesus is Son of God, maybe this and this and this. And every time I read the Quran, I found my doubts were answered. To read it every day and try to read it with tafsir. And you will love it. This is the first step in tazkiyah. The second step in tazkiyah is nothing strange or weird or someone going to walk across the water or fly across the sky. This is not tazkiyah. The Prophet also never flew across the sky or walked on water. It's to follow the Prophet. Is there anyone more pure than the Prophet? No. No way. And there's something very important for those of you in da'wah. Wallahi, I heard about Sheikh bin Baz, rahimahullah, in his house is about 8 phones with like 6 lines and a fax machine. And they are ring, 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 ring. He's never alone. Sheikh Qardawi, same way. Why did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the beginning of Islam make the Prophet alone in that cave? What's the hikmah in this that the ulama say? And why after that? Did Allah Azza wa Jal make tahajjud fard on the Prophet? It's fard on him, not on you and me. Why? Because every one of us needs time to be with who? To be with Allah. Alone with Allah. Crying to Allah. Asking Allah to help us. Be with Him. In the latest part of the night. When nobody knows it. There's a hadith that the Prophet ﷺ in the Akhirah, he will go to Jannah and he will find some people in Jannah before him from his ummah. And he will say, hey, how did you get here? They said, we used to worship Allah secretly. So Allah put us in Jannah secretly. And also dhikr. Try to be in dhikr all the time. Dhikr is one of the only ibadat that what did Allah put the condition on it for? وَذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. To do it a lot. And the last thing is to prepare for the road of struggle. وَلِرَبِّكَ فَصْبِرْ. 3 things. Ilm and a'mal. Ilm and knowledge. Ilm and action. Knowledge and action. The second is tazkiyah. One time Sheikh Sha'rawi in this generation, a great scholar, he said, I was in Egypt and I became very famous. I became very famous. And what happened? I started to feel myself, I'm up in the clouds, man. I'm the Mufassir of this age. And I was sitting in the masjid. What did I do? He said, I grabbed the broom and I went to the toilets and I started to clean the toilets. Because I wanted to remind myself who I am, what I am, where I'm from, that I'm nothing without Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is ikhlas. This tazkiyah makes ikhlas. Look at Khalid bin Walid. The best general, the best man, the baddest guy on the block. And Umar sent him the order, step down. What did he do? Say, oh man, maybe Umar had a bad day. Maybe he's not feeling right. He said, okay. Because his priority is Islamic work. This is tazkiyah. Not to work for myself, but to work in a group. How many of us shaitan tell us, I don't go to that masjid no more, man. Them people tripping. And we don't go. Who loses? We lose. Because we can't work with others. And the last is to prepare for the road. To be ready for the struggle as Muslims. You know, right now there are many scholars in the Muslim world who have been in jail for over 35 years. Where does our struggle stand against their struggle? There are Muslims in Chechnya, they are being pounded by bombs. What is our struggle compared to their struggle? That's why Allah said, وَلِرَبِّكَ فَصْبِي. Because as an individual, as a da'iyah, as a Muslim, you've got to have patience. I remember one time in my city, there was a brother, a very dynamic brother, may Allah reward him. And the people asked him, please come and teach us, give us halaqa. He said, no, I'm just talibul ilm. I don't want to do it yet. Please, no, 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 no. They said, please, 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 please. He said, okay. And he was in our madrasa. And he went. And when he went, these same people started to attack him. They started to backbite him. They started to slander him. And he came to our sheikh. He said, Sheikh, subhanAllah, I tried to call him to Islam, and now they are attacking me. He said, didn't Luqman say, Ya Bunayya, aqimi salati wa'mur bil ma'ruf, wanha anil munkar, wa? Wasbir ala ma asabak, inna dharika min azm al-umur. When Luqman mentioned to his son, Amr bil ma'ruf wa nahi anil munkar, what did he tell him? After he told him to make da'wah and to be active in Islam, what did he tell him? Wasbir ala ma asabak. Be patient with what comes you. Because if you call people to this deen, people are going to attack you, man. So these are the three principles and the beginning of Islam that Allah gave to build the individual. His knowledge. SubhanAllah, on my campus, many people go to the brothers and sisters and they go to them, are you Muslim? Yeah, I'm a Muslim. What's Islam? Oh, I don't know anything. Ask the imam. What's Islam? I don't know anything. How are you Muslim then? If I went to you and I said, are you from Britain? You told me, yeah. I told you, can you tell me something about Britain? I don't know anything, man. You're from Mars? So I'm a Muslim, but I don't know anything. What does Islam mean? I had some kids in my youth group. Muslim has a meaning? Islam has a meaning? I said, brother, where you been? On a boat? So knowledge, just basic knowledge. So, and knowledge that will help you practice Islam. The Prophet said, I want to know who will teach in the hadith, who will take these words from me so that they can teach them and act on them. Not just to teach them. The second is this tazkiyah. And tazkiyah can only be according to the Quran and Sunnah. And the third is patience. And look at what it developed, and I'm going to finish here. Let's look at the Sahaba themselves. Nowadays we are in a struggle against people. We don't even know them. I didn't know that lady in that restaurant who asked me if I killed people. I didn't know her. But look at the Sahaba, what these pillars did for them. I'll give you the story of Abu Ubaidah. Abu Ubaidah, one time Umar, he was sitting with the people, and he said, the people said to him, I wish we could have a house of jewels. The other people said, I wish I could have a house of gold. And Umar, he said, I wish I could have a house full of Abu Ubaidah. هذا الرجل رجال قليل. Abu Ubaidah, he was in a jihad. And he was avoiding someone in jihad. He was running from someone in that jihad, from the kuffar. He was running from him because it was his own father, man. His own father wanted to kill him because of Islam. Now here comes this tazkiyah. He knows who's behind him is Allah. He has to choose between Allah and his father. Like some of us have to because of our culture. Our parents want us to do this. We know this is not from Islam. What did he have to do? He had to kill his father, man. Had to kill his own father. And after he killed his father, he became sad. He became distraught. But he had these three principles. Ilm, tazkiyah, and sabr, and a'mal. Knowledge, action, purification, and being patient. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down some verses. لا تجد قوما يؤمنون بالله واليوم الآخر ويوادون من حاد الله ورسوله ولو كانوا آباءهم أو أبناءهم أو إخوانهم أو عشيرتهم. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, you will not find a people who love Allah on the last day. Be with those people who oppose Allah and His Messenger, even if it's their fathers, their brothers, their nation and their tribe. So that was the result. So now we come to the conclusion of this lecture. And wallahi, I am extremely happy to be here, to meet brothers and sisters from this country. I left my job in Oklahoma as a teacher and imam, and I told them, they said, you are going to work. I said, I'm going on vacation, because I'm going to see the Muslims. And when we see the Muslims, we should be happy, and we should be pleased. But now the question comes to you. How many of us, we are the walking dead? You know the walking dead, those movies with zombies? The zombie movies, walking dead. We are Muslims, but are we dead? Or are we on life support? Or are we in critical condition? Or are we in stable condition? Or are we, alhamdulillah, the doctor? Because the da'i is like a doctor. They give prescription to people. Now we have to ask ourselves one question. What call are we going to answer? Which phone call are we going to pick up? To be active as Muslims. To agree on principles. To work together. We have to answer this call. قال الله تعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا استجيبوا لله وللرسول إذا دعاكم لما يحييكم. O you who believe, answer the call of Allah and His Messenger when you are called to what will give you life. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.